What am I doing here? Okay, what's going on out there? What am I doing here? Yes. What shall I do? This is the second question. The psalmist cannot answer this. It is all with philosophy and comes to this enlightenment and all that. We want to know, why am I here? We know, why do we stick to life? Why do we stick to life? Why don't you kill yourself? I'm saying a lot of problems and trouble for your surrounding. Because there is a pleasure. That simple. Pleasure. Reward. There is a natural reward to this intelligence when it succeeds to keep me alive. Look at all those three, which were basic of animal life. All are rewarded by the deepest and the most natural pleasure of eating, finding safety, and having sex. In all nature is that. So pleasure, joy is there. Therefore, we want to discover the source of joy. We want to know how we could live, not successfully, but joyfully. What is the difference? Successfully is fulfilling the first question. When I know really what's going on, I could organize to do this stuff. Joyfully is not. For animals, successfully means joyfully. When they have food, and when they're safe, and when they have sex, they feel good. That simple. To us, it's not that simple. Why? Because we are not living one life. We are living more than one life. Means that inside we are a couple of people over there. You remember two famous ones that for the moment, for book one, is going to be here every single day. I will talk about two fellows living here. First one is the driver of this machine. This is a biological machine. And there is a driver. That driver is my ego. My real me. Which means nafs. That nafs in a proper place will be very nafis. Right? That's it.
Now,
that's the driver, yes.
Nafis, or la nafisa, does that mean like beautiful or?
Nafis?
You said it would be very, in that place it would be very nafis.
Nafis means worthy.
Worthy.
Precious.
Precious.
Okay, thank you.
It's precious because it's in the right place. Nothing is wrong in here. So the driver is here. Driver is using mainly logic. So my owl, it belongs to my nafs. And that one is the driver of this machine. And even without owl, he will manage to do something and he will organize the basic of life for me. Even when I'm not here, he is doing his job. Namely, when I sleep. When I sleep, I'm not here anymore. I'm somewhere else. I'm seeing something else. I'm experiencing something else that is going to influence my life seriously. And this machine is here and is working, right? Properly. It could even call me back if necessary. So there is this me. This me that we found. First of all, you find it. The one that you experience when you are not awake. Who is that one? It's you. There's no one else there. It's you. You're not here, thanks God. because you're in a more comfortable place. You are in a place which is much better than here, because possibilities are more. All the things that are impossible in daytime, you will find it in your dreams, right? That one we share even with a couple of animals. Then there is another universe. I go there. What's the name of that? Imagination, khiyal. That's another universe. That no animal is there. I go there. What is this universe of khiyal? Rumi talked about it. We know he will talk about it when he wants to talk about this knowledge. That's book two. Right at the beginning, he started to talk about this. But in book one, he mentioned it in second paragraph. You remember the first page of Masnavi. Who went through it during last week? None of you?
The introduction or the first?
All of you. Every time you want to open this book, read a couple of verses, at least three paragraphs from the beginning. Every single time. You know what for? To test yourself, to see how much more you see in it. Because it is like that. The beginning of this book, what's the English name for Ahoz Ahmedi? You know about the first milk?
Yeah.
The first time that animal gives milk, it's not a simple milk.
Colostrum.
Something like that. That's because for the first time the body is preparing and doing something. The opening session of every single thing is the most important part of it. You know that in an essay, in a thesis, in a research, the most important thing is the opening. Especially if it is well made, because at the opening you should give all the hints and all the information for a clever mind to follow you, to understand you, right? And Rumi geniusly has done that. There is that opening, starts with Bishnu, which nobody really goes through analysis. I don't do it. I promise you, maybe, I don't know what kind of promise that is. Maybe when you finish the sixth book, then I will read you that one. Because that's the essence of this book. Then he starts with the first story systematically. In the first paragraph, we'll tell you the problem of intelligence, which understands the rule but not the exception. In the second paragraph, he talks about all this. He goes to dream, then imagination, then nothing else. And he says, look at imagination. Imagination looks like if it is nothing. But look around you. All of life is based on imagination. Your happiness, your sorrow, your war, your peace is based on your imagination, because imagination is the field that belongs to us, human beings. And that's the part that gave us the power. We are an extremely powerful animal. We are the top predator without physically being that potent. Physically, we are puny because we don't have a strong poison, we don't have a strong defense, we are not the fastest, we are not the best in anything. But we are the top predator because what? That imagination. We plan,